This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't do anything with it. Would have been offside. Now on the attack, here come the Amherst. Feet in front of the shot. Stick stop for Halverson. As that swept in on goal by Yops. Back at the right point. Another shot in. They score! Yops gets a tip in front. Shot from the top of the slot. Tip through the legs of Halverson. And the Amherst now have a 3-0 lead.
The Rochester Americans swept Syracuse, by the way.
Yeah. They're looking good.
Oh, no, no. Ready? Here's your fun fact. The Rochester Americans swept Syracuse before some of their playoff, like some of the other playoff series even started.
Oh, man.
I'm not kidding when I say that.
That sounds like the Bandits.
Because last night was the first time that Charlotte and Providence played a game in the five-game series, in a best-of-five series. And the Rochester Americans had already won their series. Nasty work.
Yeah, that is.
Also, like, interesting scheduling that Rochester and Syracuse effectively blitzed through this playoff series. So they started on day two of the draft.
Did they?
Yes. And again, that was game one. Was last week Friday. And then yesterday is the first game between Charlotte and Providence. Rochester's going to be waiting a pretty minute here. If there's like any sort of series that goes to five games.
They'll get a nice little bye pretty much at that point.
It is truly fascinating to me though that like that's how it ended up going. Because the latest that an AHL playoff game can go through is May 12th. Monday, May 12th.
Oh.
So the Rochester Americans are not playing hockey for a long time.
They could be just sitting back. Devin Levi could be sipping on more of those brewskis that say zero on them.
At the very least, if series do go with sweeps, there's one that's already not. And that would mean they're still not playing. They might not be playing until, So it's the North Division. They might get their series started sooner than others. At the very worst, the North Division, Laval and Cleveland. The last game would be May 9th, and that's if it goes five. Right now it's 2-0 Laval. They can clinch it as soon as this afternoon against Cleveland. Formerly the Lake Erie Monsters.
The Lake Erie Monsters.
They embraced more of being in Cleveland, so that's fair.
They're right there.
So, yeah, it's more or less. It's just hilarious, though, to me that there's already, before a team even played a hockey game, the Amherst clinched it on Thursday, the series sweep. And there were two series Charlotte and Providence, and Rockford and Milwaukee that started their series last night. Gross. That is how disgusting the Rochester Americans roster is right now, by the way.
Listen.
It already was a good team all year.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Sabres, at the end of it, give back.
They sent a couple guys their way.
Their top six.
Yeah.
Most of their top six, as Kozak's back, Austin's back, Roseanne's back. And then they were like, oh, Yuri Kulik is also eligible, and he's going to come play for you guys now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and Devin Levi has two shutouts in the playoffs already.
Devin Levi, I think this is the best possible case scenario for him.
Back-to-back shutouts.
The way he's developed in Rochester is what you needed to do with him from the start. And I don't think he's done yet.
Oh, he's not done. I honestly think that this team is stacked enough that they will make the finals. They really do have a chance to do it. It is, can you get past damn Hershey, please? The Hershey Bears are like the most obnoxious AHL team of all time right now. I'm really convinced of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hershey's always in the conversation of making a final. Even though sometimes they don't have any prospects. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they have just guys that are just really good AHLers. Hershey's very annoying. If you're an AHLer,
yeah.
If you're an AHL fan, if you're a Rochester Amherst fan first, if you're out in Rochester, you're hearing this. If I say the words Hershey Bears to you, I'm pretty sure I can't air your response.
Mm-hmm.
Hershey's stupendously annoying in the AHL. You would think it would translate to Washington, their NHL affiliate.
Nope.
I mean, it did once.
One time.
Well, now it might also.
Yeah, it could. It could.
Also doing really well now.
The jury's still out, I guess.
But it's also this current group that frustrated the AHL for years has finally graduated to Washington. Players like Connor McMichael that were homegrown.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So yeah, maybe there's a little bit of translation years down the line. Hell, we saw it. The Amherst, the last time they were going on this kind of a threat to go deep, it was Krebs, Quinn, Peterka.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has panned out.
Yes.
With the jury still out on one of them, and the other might be dead to rights. And I might be being nice.
I think you are being nice.
I honestly think the jury is still out on Quinn.
You do?
I think that once he got his game going again and he was taken off of Dylan Cousins' line because Cousins got traded,
mm-hmm.
I think Quinn woke up a little bit. And I do think that it does have to do with the mental state. Being injured is never an easy thing to go through, let alone back-to-back years. Or back-to-back injuries, I would say, in the same year. Forgive me. He comes back from an Achilles injury and then is looking like the best Sabre on the ice and then tears his knee. We saw this, different sport, but we saw this with Tre'Davious White with an Achilles and then a knee injury.
Yeah, it's not good. That combination is...
But even then, Trey White is coming back to Buffalo.
Will he be the same? No.
But he's
still coming back.
He was serviceable in Baltimore, though.
He was. I mean, he got the Bills to the AFC Championship game.
Double agent. He was totally set up on that flag.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
he did not deserve a pass interference call on that play.
McDermott goes, do you want to be on the team next year? You got to do this for me.
So that's why the jury's still out for me on Quinn.
I get it.
I think there's something still there. He has an elite trait. It is his shot. It's Krebs that I'm kind of like, I don't know if you just are who you are at this point and you're just a bottom six center.
Right. No, I get it. I get what you're saying.
And that's fine. Teams still need those. But JJ's panned out as a top six player or a top six forward. It's Quinn that's my question mark. Am I comfortable with them going back to him this season? Not entirely. Do I think all is lost? No. Do I think he can be a trade asset? Yes. I can't think that the player is doomed and then expect to get a piece for him. That's not how this works. If he's trash and you want to trade him, guess what you're getting back? It's called a fourth round pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get rid of bad players and get good assets unless you're dealing with Chuck Fletcher. That's a Rasmus Ristolainen joke for those of you that couldn't catch on right away.
That is. That is a Rasmus Ristolainen joke. You know what else is a joke? Little off here. Jason Botterill has a GM job.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. And everybody just forgets about the turmoil he caused here, except for anyone around
Everyone here still remembers.
Right, but then we're trying to defend him in the national media.
No,
landscape.
We're not trying to defend him. People were defending the Sabres.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, which is almost just as gross.
People around here, yes. But then, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, people around.
Does anyone remember the Ryan O'Reilly trade?
Not even that, because you did get Tage Thompson out of that deal eventually.
Ralph Kruger?
He hired Ralph Kruger. He also let Brandon Hagel walk for nothing.
That is also true, yes.
A prospect that could have been happily sitting there in your system, he just decided, nah, I'm good. What do you mean, nah? And so, also, I think Botchwell got lapped pretty quickly in terms of drafting acumen by Kevin Adams, a man who had no NHL front office experience, mind you.
That's the one thing we've said about Kevin Adams is he can draft.
Again.
We've seen it.
Jury's still out also because it's now going into year six.
Mm-hmm.
So the more players that you actually see graduate into the league, it's going to be better on Adams. He also had a time to have that track record. Botchwell only got 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But his returns are not great. Matias Samuelson was a Botchwell pick. I don't think we need to convey those feelings.
Casey Mittelstadt was a Botterill pick.
Dylan Cousins was a Botterill pick.
Mm-hmm.
They're already off the roster, both of them.
Yeah.
And those are your first rounders.
Yeah. Countless others in the mix as well.
Yeah, like the fact that I see Buffalo with their most successful second-round pick being J.J. Paterka, and the last time I could think of a second-round pick playing as well as he did was from, Darcy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Murray, forget it.
Oh, that was when I was first starting to, get into
infamous,
all this.
Infamous, the 2015 second round where he whiffed on three picks,
including
Brendan Lemieux saying, I'll never play for you. And he said, all right, bet. And then he didn't. Maybe we should have took that at face value, Tim.
Sorry to mention Jason Botterill and start spiraling this into this.
Yeah, but we need to get going because we should probably have a chance
to speak to Brian Koziel.
To set up to speak with Brian Koziel. We'll see if we can get that or not.
Because the ponies are racing today, believe it or not.
The ponies are indeed racing, so we'll see if we can connect here with Brian Koziel coming up next as we will transition to him from Batavia Downs for Derby Day. He's Joe Kelly. I'm Derek Kramer. Evan is on the board. This is WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.